So, it's the last week of listening to me talk about my favorite thing in the world. Cities! So, I think I will get started with chapter 18, which is Urban Location Theory and Interaction. Chapter 18 was basically explaining, like, what cities are, why they exist, why we have suburbs, and the process of urbanization, suburbanization, city-states, purse-a-cities, hearse-a-cities, and, like, the characteristics of cities and, like, what they need to be with adding in a couple of models, like the gravity model, ring size rule, Borchardt's model, and talking about primary city, central place, and threshold, and that kind of stuff. Megacities, megapolises, megapolises, and that kind of stuff. While if we move on down to chapter 19, we get all the different city models, like the multiple nuclei, or the galactic city model, or the concentric zones one. And, like, get all these different city models to explain how cities look like and how they, like, expand from the CBD. And then, if we move on down to chapter 20, we get, and this is my favorite part, basically, the negatives about making cities and the challenges facing urban life. And it talks about all the challenges such as urban decay, poverty, food deserts. And it also talks about how they can, like, stop these challenges, but mostly just about the challenges of urban life. I'm sorry, I'm kind of tired today. Okay, so that's the basic gist overview of everything. So we're going to move on next to I will be right back. Welcome back. I hope you like that little sound clip. I thought that I would be extra careful with choosing my sound clips. So did someone like Godin? Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get to it. So my favorite part is honestly learning about the challenges of cities because, an old friend of mine, she wants to be an interior designer. So she's thinking of majoring in architect and stuff like that. And when we first started learning about this, I told her that she should be a city planner, and she gave me this really weird look. So, she's in World Geo, not AP. So I thought that this is my favorite part, Urban Challenges, because it reminds me of this time with her, and it was really funny. Because I was reading the chapter, so I told her a bunch of, like, problems with cities, and I told her that she could, like, overcome problems with cities, and she just said I would never be able to overcome all of those problems because those are a lot of problems facing cities, and she was right. They are a lot of problems facing cities. Okay, now, the part that I really struggled with, honestly, was, like, the different city models. I get it, but I don't understand, like, what the CBD is. Like, the concept of a CBD, the Central Business District, just seems, like, ridiculous to me. And then I also don't get the multiple nuclei model. Like, having two, really? It's kind of just hard to think about. That's what it is. So, This is getting a little long, and I feel really bad because I just want to keep on talking, and I want to keep on picking people's brains about cities and urban life, and not thinking about the fact that I have an AP test coming up and I'm super scared, or the fact that I'm almost a sophomore, and I just want to focus on the fact that cities are really interesting, and the fact that we are moving to becoming, I hope that one day we could be defined by our cities. I hope that it's more focused on our cities, because really cities are like the backbone of countries. So if we put less emphasis on a country government, then we could put more emphasis on having a government that really looks after not all the cities, but looks after that one city, so that like cities across the country could like trade more and be more friendly with each other instead of competing to be the best. Like, I feel like that's what's happening half the time, is that we're competing. Cities are competing with each other because they want to be the best, they want to be the biggest, they want to have the most people, they want to be where the businesses go to. And across a world, that's definitely true. But so I see all these models about how cities are designed because they're trying to be the best, like ring size rule. Those cities, like, they work together and it's good for a country. Well, a primate city, like, it could be good, but at the same time, it could be bad. And then you have all the city models and how cities are becoming, and how cities are being designed, and how they spread out from their CBD. And this section is getting super long, so you need a break from hearing my voice again. I'm sorry. Okay, so I want to end with talking about new urbanism. I want to talk about that video about how it talked about, I think it was Brazil, Rio, and how they are developing, like, bus stations that are, like, super nice. So they're basically, like, New York train stations, but they're, like, nicer, and how buses are getting their own routes, and how in other places, walkers are getting emphasized. And I feel like that's where we need to go in cities, because honestly, cars are becoming a danger. And I feel like if we went more and put more emphasis on walking and, like, taking a bus, there's less cars, then we could, like, help stop, well, not really help stop it, but, like, help decrease the amount of pollution in cities, which would then again decrease the chance, would, like, help decrease climate change. Because, yes, folks, there is climate change. And if you don't believe that, then suck it up. So, I think that's my last podcast. I'm super sad to go. Maybe I'll continue doing podcasts during the summer, but it wouldn't be for AP Hug, and that makes me super sad. And I'll probably just do summer podcast about, like, a club or something super weird like that. But that's the end, folks. And I know that I didn't put as many breaks in there, and I'm super sorry, but I will not see you guys next week. So this is my last time saying it.